Madison Mayor Paul Sogland is hoping to regulate highway solicitation or panhandling through new regulations on curbside panhandling. However, homeless advocates argue this is just another way to criminalize poverty. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, August 15th. We will speak with two guests from different perspectives on this issue this hour. We will speak to a Common Council member, and we will speak with a homeless advocate, and we will welcome your thoughts and questions for both of our guests. We will, by the way, be talking about the violence in Milwaukee in our 8 o'clock hour. We will welcome our first guest. Barbara Harrington McKinney is the District 1 Alder of Madison. She was recently quoted in a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article titled, "Paul Sogland Looks to Curb Roadside Panhandling Over Safety. Advocates Cry Foul." She joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for being with us. So a lot of people have noticed a big increase in this roadside panhandling, this highway solicitation. Can you tell us why we're seeing more people doing this?
Let me just make a correction. You said the Milwaukee Journal. It was in the Wisconsin State Journal that the Sogland article appeared. Is that what we're referring to?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. Your question is why there is an increase in the number of solicitations at the island. Granted, we all know that the resources and the availability of resources in our community is strained, and we need more of those. So I'm not going to go in that direction. I think the question is why so many people are now in the islands is that we cannot regulate. We have to separate regulating what public safety is and what is regulating panhandling. I mean, panhandling is a right of free speech. Individuals can panhandle. I mean, if they're not in the highway, the driveway. So we have to be very careful with that. And Attorney May has said that individuals have the right to assemble on the sidewalks to panhandle. So we're not talking about that. What we are really talking about is the public safety. And and I had to go back and really listen to my constituents and be very specific about the issues that they were bringing up to me. And those issues were close calls, driving, distracted driving. It's terribly dangerous, impeding the traffic flow. Pedestrians are standing in high traffic areas, and good Samaritans are stopping and slowing down to assist. And so that's what I'm getting from my district. And it's a thin line. I mean, I'm a strong proponent of services for homeless, and I'm an advocate, so I want to be clear with that. So as a member of the Public Safety and Review Committee, I'm really looking at this as a public safety. It, as I said, it's a very thin line, and I hear what my colleagues on the other side, when they're talking about this is just another example of criminalizing homelessness, but I'm trying to really separate that. There's a very, very thin line between that, and we're really talking about public safety.
Right, and I'm glad you clarified that. You did, in that article in the Madison State Journal, you did say that initially you weren't in favor of the proposal, but now you are saying it at least deserves a look at because of these safety concerns.
Oh, absolutely. And when you look at community engagement, it is a two-way exchange of information and ideas. And what I realize is that the Public Safety and Review Committee is charged as an advisory to the mayor and Common Council to assist them in performance of statutory duty, specifically as a liaison between the community and the city on public safety issues. And what I realize is that when we were deliberating at the within committee, it was committee members. There was no public testimony. There was no community input. There was no community engagement. And so when we thought about that, that was the rethinking of coming back and really asking the public on both sides, you know, what are you thinking? Why are you thinking that? And once we go through that public process of discussion, then there is a better opportunity to make sure that both sides are heard. So that is what I was supporting when I asked that the ordinance come back before the Public Safety Review Committee. Yeah.
And again, to clarify, because it's a little confusing, Madison used to have regulations regarding this highway panhandling, but stopped enforcing them because of legal opinions that it was freedom of speech and there was no way just to blanketly ban it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And so what in my last conversation with Attorney May is that he is now working on a substitute, and I've not seen that, but it must deal specifically with public safety. And I think what happened is that when you read the old ordinance, it was very confusing. What are you saying? Is this dealing with panhandling? Is this dealing with public safety? And it was very difficult to determine how much of it was actually trying to address panhandling and how much of it actually was addressing public safety. We are looking at a public safety issue. That's the concern.
And is the public safety, it's the safety of the panhandler or the safety of the motorist who pulls up alongside the panhandler?
It is both. And so I want to be clear. I'm talking about the public safety. I'm not talking about scams. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about the safety of individuals who are on the island and also individuals who are good Samaritans that are stopping, slowing down, and giving dollars or whatever that support is. And so it is on both sides. There has been distracted drivers, either slowing down, impatient drivers behind them, blowing their horns and all of that. Again, a very, very thin line. I see, I do understand when you look at, is this just another one of Mayor Soglin's attack against the homeless? I can see that. I get that. But in my mind and in my eye, I have to weigh what my constituents are saying on both sides. And I am very, very supportive of the opportunity for voices to be heard on this issue on both sides. And that did not happen.
And you mentioned you're not talking about scams, but a lot of people do think, oh, this is just a scam. These people aren't really homeless. Then I guess you're saying that's not what this ordinance deals with.
Well, what I'm saying is that if I get pulled over to the either or side, then I'm in gray waters. I don't want to be in gray waters. I want to look at how are we protecting individuals who are I'm protecting individuals who are in the medium and drivers who are in the medium as well. So that I keep coming back to that, because if I go into and some of the constituents says, oh, they don't look homeless, and so I'm not judging that. I want to stay really, and I don't want to get ahead of the members of the Public Safety Review Committee, because this will come back before them, is we are asking the question, is this a public safety issue? And I might say that you know, the new ordinance will go through what's called the Racial Equity and Social Justice Initiative tool, and that tool is specifically designed to lead conscious consideration as we make policy decisions, so that we look at, are there any adverse impacts on individuals who are marginalized, people of color, low income, and in this instance, homeless population.
We're going to check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio. Now is when we check news. And then we'll continue taking your questions or comments for our guest, District 1 Alder for the City of Madison, Barbara Harrington McKinney. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Have you ever noticed someone panhandling alongside the road, maybe in the median strip of a busy street by a stoplight, maybe carrying a cardboard sign that says homeless or something along those lines? Seems as though the roadside panhandling is increasing in the city of Madison, and Madison's mayor is trying to put a stop to it, or at least hoping to regulate this highway or roadside panhandling. We welcome your thoughts and questions for our guest. She is an alder in the city of Madison. Initially, she was opposed to this proposed ordinance, but now says it deserves a look based on public safety reasons. And we wonder what you think, what questions you have. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Do you think that this is a public safety issue? Do you think that the city of Madison, or any community for that matter, should do what it can to curb roadside panhandling? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Coming up in just a few minutes, we will be talking with a guest who is an advocate for homeless people, who says that this particular proposed ordinance, along with others in Madison, is only serving to criminalize poverty. Our guest now shares those concerns, but again says that that this proposed ordinance that would regulate roadside panhandling based on public safety reasons deserves a look at, an examination. Barbara Harrington McKinney is the District 1 Alder for Madison, Wisconsin, and she was recently quoted in a Wisconsin State Journal article titled, "Paul Soglin Looks to Curb Roadside Panhandling Over Safety." 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We have lots of comments on Facebook. Mike on Facebook says, "I would rather my money go to programs that help all homeless, not just one or two on a corner. Madison and Dane County do have programs that you can donate to. Yes, they should be expanded and there needs to be more of them, but giving a few bucks to someone on a corner does not really accomplish much besides giving a warm and temporary glow to the one who gives." Brandy on Facebook says, "They make me feel uncomfortable. I want to help, but I don't have anything to give. I feel like a jerk for not giving." Again, Barbara Harrington McKinney, again, all of these reasons about feeling good or not feeling good, wondering, you know, I mean, if this does any good. Well, do you have any general thoughts on that?
My general, and I was sitting here thinking about saying one thing, is that for 11 years in my work here in Madison, Mary Kay Baum has always said is that we need a day resource. We need a day resource center for the homeless. And so I am an advocate for making sure that resources are evenly distributed. So I am an advocate for that. And what is unfortunate is that this has turned into an either-or debate whether you support individuals who are homeless or you support public safety. And I go back to saying, and I was very clear in the article, is that as an alder, I represent the community and their voice at city government. And so those voices need to be heard, whether they are against having an ordinance or they are for it. I just want to make sure that we create an opportunity and to have a dialogue related to this issue. And whatever that ordinance is that it goes through a racial equity tool to look at, you know, how it's going to impact, who it's going to impact, what it's going to look like. And so we're in that stage now to make sure that we have those considerations and those discussions at a very a deep level. And again, we did not have that kind of discussion when this ordinance first went through the Public Safety and Review Committee. It did exactly what the public is doing. It's for or against. It's for or against. And what we're looking at now is that looking at this ordinance and examining this ordinance, and is it a public safety issue? And if it lines up that it is a public safety issue, then we will be making recommendations accordingly. If it lines up that it is absolutely another example of criminalizing homelessness, and then those issues would be addressed as well. But we really do need to look at this in terms of community engagement. The Homeless Services Consortium has really lined up. They've sent communications to all of the alders, again, addressing this issue. So something that is this intense needs to have further discussion. And the Public Safety Review Committee, which will be one of the committees that this ordinance will eventually land on, we will want to make sure that we encourage that kind of communication.
So if the committee does believe that there is a public safety reason to regulate, does that mean or not mean that there would be an all-out ban on people standing on a, you know, an island soliciting next to a road?
I'm going to step away from that because once those deliberations happen in the context of the Public Safety and Review Committee, committee members will be making those kinds of recommendations. So I'm going to step away from that because I don't want to prejudge the work of the committee on this, on your show.
Right, and I understand that, and I appreciate that, and you've been very thoughtful in all of your responses so far. But right now, what are you hearing from your constituents when it comes to, do people believe there are public safety reasons to at least regulate roadside panhandling?
Well, the as I said, the debate in my district has turned into the struggles of being homeless versus a discussion about public safety, i.e. traffic safety concerns. And so I'm getting just as many emails from my constituents in District 1 about public safety concerns as I'm getting emails about homeless issues and support and resources. And that said to me, and that's really why I took a second look, is that it's gotten to be an either-or. And even the article that you referenced says Soglin looks to curb roadside solicitation. And that is loaded as well, because the ordinance that is being rewritten by the Attorney Mays does not address panhandling. It addresses whether it's a public safety issue and how that is evaluated when individuals are in that island. And so I know that that still is a slippery slope, but what we have to look at is this a public safety issue? And if we're able to isolate that, and so that's another challenge, and how do those discussions line up? How do we isolate, is this a public safety issue? And keep the eye on that ball. How do we not fall into the realm of, well, it's not public safety. Well, it's really trying to address public solicitation. And so, as I said, that's a slippery slope. I'm not trying to sidetrack it. I'm just advocating for a in-depth discussion on both sides and for us to then make some recommendations. And these are recommendations. I mean, a committee is an advisory to the Common Council and the mayor. That is what the recommendation will look like. The other 19 other alders will make the final decision whether this is a yes or this is a no. But we have the responsibility, I have the responsibility as an alder for my district to bring this issue before and to have an opportunity for a thoughtful discussion.
And I want to, that's a good place for us to leave it. Thank you very much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for the invitation.
Barbara Harrington McKinney is the District 1 alder of Madison, Wisconsin. She was recently quoted in a Wisconsin State Journal article titled, Paul Soglin Looks to Curb Roadside Panhandling. And now we will talk with a guest who is an advocate for homeless people. Alder Harrington McKinney is also, she said, an advocate for homeless people, but believes that this proposed ordinance should be looked at in terms of the public safety issues raised. And we wonder what you think, what questions you have, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Madison Mayor Paul Soglin is hoping to regulate highway solicitation through some new regulations on curbside panhandling. Mayor Soglin, by the way, was unable to join us this morning to explain what he would like to do. Homeless advocates are arguing that this is just another way to criminalize poverty. And we wonder what you think, what questions you have. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our next guest is Heidi Wegg-Leitner. She is the District 2 supervisor on the Dane County Board of Supervisors. She is also a board member of Dane County's Homeless Services Consortium, and she was also interviewed for that recent article in the Wisconsin State Journal. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. It's good to be with you.
Yeah. So let me, it sounds like we have a little bit of feedback here on our phone, but I think we can live with it. Give us your reaction to Mayor Soglin's proposed ordinance that would presumably ban or crack down on roadside panhandling.
Well, I think this is just part of the larger pattern we've seen out of the mayor's office, limiting time on benches downtown, prohibiting sitting in line, kicking people off the city-county building grounds. It's another way of pushing poverty and homelessness into the margins. Because it makes people feel uncomfortable, as we heard from some of the Facebook commenters. So it's hard to separate it from that pattern. And ultimately, I think it's a distraction from what we know to be effective solutions to poverty and homelessness.
Yeah, what would be a better way?
Well, we just opened this summer Rescue Terrace, which is a permanent supported housing project, getting, 60 folks off the street. Most of those units are going to homeless veterans and chronically homeless individuals. There are other programs in other cities that offer employment to people who are panhandling. The city of Albuquerque became famous recently for their mayor's proposal. Enhanced outreach for homeless persons. There's a lot of gaps right now in our homeless services system, and I'd rather talk about how we can address those gaps than how to fine or criminalize people who are seeking out help in other ways.
Yeah, but there are some who, for example, here's another one. David on Facebook says some of them, meaning the roadside panhandlers, are just hustlers. They are not homeless or needy. Does that not matter to you?
Not really. I mean, I think we can educate people on, you know, that there are good organizations, good services, good ways to help people, as opposed, you know, in terms of discouraging giving to panhandlers. That doesn't mean we have to find those people who are actually panhandling. So, you know, the purported reason for this proposal is a public safety issue. But then we're hearing all sorts of other reasons why, you know, panhandling is bad. I think I'm not sure if there's a significant public safety issue in the newspaper article. The West District captain said he's not aware of anyone getting hit by a car nor any crashes caused due to the median panhandling. I'm not convinced it's a safe practice, but at the same time, we should be making informed policy decisions based on the data. So maybe this isn't as big of a public safety issue, and I think there's a significant public safety issue of having people, particularly youth, who we see a lot of young people on the streets panhandling. It's a public safety issue to have them sleeping on the streets where they're vulnerable to trafficking and exploitation and sexual assault.
Patty in Milwaukee is with us. Hello, Patty.
Good morning. I'm in Milwaukee area. I've seen more and more panhandling going on freeway off-ramps and things like that. I've seen individuals step into the roadway in order to panhandle. You know, the light changes, and I think it's extremely unsafe, and it can also be scary for the drivers in an age where carjacking and things like that are ever increasing.
What about those concerns, Heidi?
I think those are fair concerns, and I certainly believe that Alder Harrington McKinney, you know, does want to address the public safety issues. I guess my question is, are there other laws that we can enforce on the books already, whether it's inattentive driving or jaywalking or other ways we can discourage this type of behavior without adding more? We know that, you know, ticketing folks who do not have the ability to pay is not going to help them change their situation. It's going to make it harder for them to get housing and employment. And they're not going to be able to pay. Is it really even going to deter the behavior?
And this ordinance, as it reads now, does it say it's just banned, or does it say don't step into the roadway, don't give money to someone who is standing on the roadside?
The version that I reviewed, and that the Homeless Services Consortium reviewed when the letter was drafted in opposition to this proposal, said that you could not approach a vehicle on a public highway. So I understand that the city attorney may be working on a substitute amendment that would just altogether ban the presence on medians. I have not yet seen that version.
We're going to check news from NPR and from Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we will continue our conversation with Heidi Wegleitner, who is the District 2 Supervisor on the Dane County Board of Supervisors. She is against any kind of blanket ban on roadside panhandling, highway solicitation. What about you? What do you think? What questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Do you think it is wrong to, as our guest says, criminalize poverty, criminalize homelessness? Will it do any good to ban this? Does it do any good to fine people who are panhandling? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We'll check news and then we'll be back. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking for the rest of this hour with the District 2 Supervisor on the Dane County Board of Supervisors, Heidi Wegleitner. She is also a member of Dane County's Homeless Services Consortium. She is concerned over proposed ordinances set forward by Mayor Paul Soglin. One of them seeks to regulate roadside panhandling over public safety reasons. And we wonder what you think, what questions you have. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Madison has stopped enforcing its panhandling ordinances, especially the ones when it comes to roadside panhandling, apparently because of legal opinions that this is freedom of speech, that there is no legal basis for trying to ban panhandling. And now the city is looking at whether there are public safety reasons. There has been an increase in roadside panhandling and an increase in constituent complaints, apparently. And I'm wondering, Heidi Wegleitner, what do you think about that? That if people are complaining, hey, this car in front of me is stopping and I'm trying to go and it's impeding traffic and I'm nervous, I feel unsafe when I'm stopped alongside a roadside panhandler. I mean, the city has to look at those issues?
I think it's fair to look at those issues. I do. And I think again, it's just a little bit hard to separate this from the pattern we've seen in terms of, you know, criminalizing poverty and homelessness. So, if this was totally in isolation, I guess maybe we'd be less suspicious of it. But, I live near the corner of First and East Washington Ave, and over the last month or, much of the summer, there have been a couple panhandlers, regularly or holding up signs in that area. And it took one of the most dangerous corners in the city of Madison. And so I think we need to also ask ourselves, why would someone put themselves there in that traffic, fumes, unless they're, quite desperate about their situation and needing to reach out for help? It's not a very pleasant place to be. I don't stop. I haven't, given them money there. And actually, I haven't seen anyone, and I'm at that intersection a lot, do that in that location. So I don't know how significant the problem is. I don't know how much of a public safety concern it is, but I do know that it's a constant reminder that there are some segments of our population that we are failing, that are really disconnected from services, that need a lot of help. And they put themselves out there in that situation because they lack other options.
Robert in Madison says, what about fining the people who are giving the money to those who are panhandling instead of fining the homeless?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think there potentially could be First Amendment issues with that as well. But again, looking at regulating the behavior, and I'm very glad that this proposal is going through the Racial Equity and Social Justice Tool process that Alder Harrington McKinney mentioned, and that was how the Homeless Services Consortium weighed in through that process. But maybe there are ways that we can get, to this problem, to the addressing the public safety concern that doesn't further burden folks who are already poor and marginalized. So is there a way to get at the traffic side of it that wouldn't be as targeted towards the folks who are already on the street and don't have an ability to pay?
Carol in Madison is with us. Hello, Carol.
Hello. I'm a reporter for WORT Community Radio Station in Madison, and we wanted to find out what people who are homeless and are working are doing, so from the working person's perspective. Anyway, I had a chance to talk to a woman who was standing on a median with a sign, And she stepped off the street and talked to me and told me her story. And it's just one person's story, but I think people need to understand how desperate people are who are doing this. I know there may be people who are abusing the system and are maybe not what they appear to be. But anyway, she you know, through a bad marriage breakup, was raising four children by herself without the aid of their father, and one of them got into legal trouble, which caused her to be evicted. And now she is at this point in her life where her youngest son is 20 and just got a job recently, earning $11 an hour. And she is applied for Social Security disability because she has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. I can never remember the shorthand. Anyway, so she's got her food stamps, she's got her Badger Care, and she has applied for Social Security, and her son has just begun a full-time job, and they are living in the van, and they have no money. That's why she does it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. So sure. They're not all scammers, Heidi?
That's right. I mean, I thank Carol for going on and talking to those folks, and I think, you know, when there were a number of individuals sleeping outside the city county building, you know, there was more interactions between the people that use that building and the people that walk by that building and the folks who are actually using it because it was a relatively safe place for them to sleep and for a while a lawful place for them to sleep. We don't have a lot of interaction between housed and homeless folks, and therefore there's a lot of myths about homelessness. There's a lot of myths that people are refusing housing, refusing help, that they're, you know, everyone's addicted or has a mental illness or you know, criminal record, and certainly those are problems for some portions of the homeless population, but not everyone. And what you will find out is that, you know, everyone most likely has experienced some type of significant trauma in their life. And if we can start to, you know, help those folks heal, but also, you know, really understand why people are in this position, we might be able to see some transformation of our community where we're putting their needs first. And instead of looking for quick fixes like a new ordinance amendment to prohibit something, we can be really expanding our efforts to promote housing first and get people living wage jobs.
So what do you say to someone who might is thinking, well, there, Madison in particular, but any city has all sorts of programs to help people who are in poverty or who are homeless. There are shelters, there are food pantries, there are public benefits. There are all sorts of ways to help bridge the gap. And that's why they are concerned about someone who would stand in a busy roadway and panhandle for money.
There are a lot of different programs, but the need is so great. Within the last few days, I got an email about a woman who was out on the street with her 11-day-old baby. I mean, there are people turned away from shelter because of the time at which they show up at shelter, because of the number of days they've already been in shelter. There are, you know, wait lists that are multiple years long for low-income housing. We need tens of thousands of units of affordable housing to low-income people in this community that we do not have. The gap is very significant, and the services are scattered. We're trying to coordinate better, but they're still very limited, and there's hoops that you have to jump through. So we're working to, you know, try to provide better continuity of services, but there are still very significant gaps. And I would say that, you know, perhaps you want to spend a day and night in their shoes. Perhaps you want to volunteer to help with groups like Friends of the State Street Family, who do outreach to homeless people who are sleeping on the street. And you can hear about, you know, the type of services we have and how accessible they are.
We have Michael who emails, homeless and jobless people have few survival options. They wait for weeks for shelter or struggle to survive in their cars. Nightly sleep is difficult and unsafe. Homeless people cannot get food pantry help or a P.O. box or a bank account. Without a storage locker, they risk losing their property to theft. Panhandling becomes one way to earn money. If you had no income, one question prevails. Do you want to starve or risk begging? We have just a minute to go. So, what do you hope happens with this proposed ordinance?
Well, let's get to, the real underlying issues here. Let's figure out if there's a way to address the public safety concerns of Alder Harrington McKinney and others. But let's not create another ordinance that's going to result in ticketing folks who are very marginal. Let's put our time and energy and resources into getting folks the help they need, the outreach services, the housing, the employment support, the therapy. Because we've spent so much time playing defense against these proposals to criminalize poverty and homelessness that it doesn't leave a lot of time for moving forward on what we know actually works based on the evidence. So that's what I hope we can shift this conversation to, addressing some of the root causes and some of the proven solutions.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Heidi Wegleitner is the District 2 Supervisor on the Dane County Board of Supervisors. She's also a member of Dane County's Homeless Services Consortium. Earlier in the hour, we heard from Barbara Harrington McKinney, District 1 Alder for the City of Madison, both giving us their perspectives on this proposed ordinance that would regulate roadside panhandling over public safety reasons in Madison. Thanks to producers Naeja Ellison and Brian Shasso. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.